here on record many times saying that our favorite politician here in New York is the great congressman, recently retired after four amazing decades, out of Long Island, Peter King. Curtis Sliwa, of course, is now a real politician. He's got a GOP win under his belt, so he may rival Peter. But right now, Peter still has that title as the favorite politician of the Bernie and Sid in the Morning Show. Great man, and here he is on this big Sliwa victory day, Peter King. Peter, good morning. How are you, pal?
Hey, Sid, it's great being with you and Bernie. And, yeah, it was a big night for Curtis last night. Really, really a big win.
Huge
win. And I saw your Instagram account this morning. You have a picture of Curtis and a picture of Fernando Mateo. And the numbers with Curtis at about 71% and Mateo at 29%. And it does bode the same question we've asked everybody this morning, Peter. And that is, we were surprised. Are you surprised at how badly Curtis beat him?
Yeah, I am. I, endorsed Curtis, campaigned for Curtis. But I was thinking, in a primary, especially Republicans aren't used to having primaries that often. And I was thinking maybe 60-40, at most 62-38, something like that. But 71-29, that's almost a shutout. I mean, that's about as high as you can go in politics. You very seldom see more than that. And it's really a tribute to Curtis, because I thought, again, Mateo... Again, I think he was a little too much with the personal shots. But having said that, I thought he came across as an engaging candidate. I was there at the debate at WABC. I thought he handled himself well. And so I was really expecting it to be at least a little closer. But Curtis just has it in him. I mean, he was and he is a New Yorker. That's basically it. When you see and hear Curtis Sliwa, you know that this is a guy from the streets, from the subways. He's born and bred. He's totally his blood bleeds New York. So I guess the voters saw that also. Sometimes in politics, you can't get your message out to the voters. Curtis was able to get it out. People understood him.
No, he honestly, I don't use the term lightly. He's a living legend here in New York City. I mean, I remember back in the 70s and 80s riding the subways and seeing guardian angels in the subway cars when they say, during the Bernie Getz era, and feeling a sense of relief. I remember that as an private individual, and I'm sure a lot of New Yorkers do as well, and appreciate that. Curtis Sliwa, the crime solver, the crime saver, some people will call him a vigilante. I'd say he's just doing picking up where the police left off, Congressman Peter King on the Bernie and Sid Show. But let me just segue to the Democrat side, Congressman. Eric Adams now, this ranked choice voting, he's at number one with 32%. Maya Wiley, of all people, coming in second with 22%. Now, they don't even count the mail-in ballots for a week. Can you make sense of this? I mean, is there a chance that Maya Wiley can actually steal it, can win this somehow or other with this mysterious, enigmatic ranked choice voting?
Yeah, let me sound like Joe Borelli. I mean, I have no idea where this is going to go. I would just think, though, and, Joe is a scholar. He's a politician. He has all the answers, and I agree with him on this. But, I would think, though, it's going to be hard for someone winning by 10 points and to lose on this. But, again, who knows how those other people voted, what their second, third, fourth, and fifth choices were. I would hope that Maya Wiley doesn't win. Listen, I supported Eric Adams in the Democratic primary because, listen, I want Curtis to win. I'm going to campaign for Curtis. But you have to have a fallback strategy, and I would hate the thought of Maya Wiley becoming the mayor of New York, and also to see the Democratic Party taken over by the wackos. I mean,
I do think, though, just briefly, that she would present an easier opponent for Curtis Sliwa because of the stark contrast. Her defund the police, take the guns away from the cops, and Curtis totally law and order. I think it might help him if she did win.
No, you're right. And, the dilemma is that I think Maya Wiley would be a much easier candidate for Curtis. He'll run strong against anybody, but no, she would definitely be the easier candidate to run against. On the other hand, just the thought of her.
She's dangerous.
It's really bad news. Listen, Eric Adams, I would probably disagree with him on many issues. I've only met him a couple of times, but he is a cop. And coming down between him and Maya Wiley, to me, there's no choice at all. I would definitely be for Eric Adams on that. But in November, I will be certainly for Curtis Sliwa.
Well, Peter, you said that Curtis will run strong against anybody. A lot of folks out there that are even impressed with the margin of the victory for Curtis yesterday still don't believe he can run a competitive race against someone like Eric Adams. But based on what you just said, I guess you disagree with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be tough. When you're outnumbered 7-8-1, it can be tough. But these are tough times. These are, I mean, really, no one thought Mike Bloomberg, even with all his money, no one thought Bloomberg was going to win, you know, the first time out. People in that stage realized the danger if they left the Giuliani policies and went for Mark Green or one of those Democratic candidates. So they went with Bloomberg. Obviously, back in '93, they went with Giuliani. So I think that, again, this is an unusual year, and that's unusual. It's a horrible year for New York City, and people are going to say, God, Maya Wiley taking guns away from cops. Maya Wiley, who's an AOC acolyte and clone. No, they will go with Vito. Also, before we run out, I got to put in a good word. I know you guys endorse this opponent, but I endorse my good friend Vito Fisella for borough president of Staten Island. Right now, he's got a small lead, but again, with ranked voting, who knows? But Vito's listening. Tell him I'm still with him all the way and hoping for the best.
Definitely. Vito Fisella is a good man. We endorse Letitia Romero, but it's not the first time we endorse somebody who wasn't victorious, Congressman Peter King on the Bernie and Sid show. Congressman, of course, the big issue is crime. That's the biggest issue in the country. Today, President Biden, to be polite, is going to actually address the crime problem. But by all accounts, he's going to focus on the wrong thing. He's going to focus on guns. He's not going to focus on, you know, defunding and defaming the police, bail reform, all that, no cash bail law, all that nonsense. So what do you think about what Biden is going to do today and, the whole crime scene in general? There he goes. He's gone. I can tell.
What happened?
He's out.
What happened?
Hopefully not a victim to this rampant, wanton crime. We're going to get him back in a second. But, as I mentioned earlier, and Congressman King will be right back. President Biden should have Rudy Giuliani standing next to him when he gives his speech. Bring back broken windows. That's what we need. Bring back that policy, the small crimes, all that stuff. Get rid of these lean, and you know, the Biden should condemn some of these lenient district attorneys, these radical district attorneys, like what we have here in Brooklyn with the Brooklyn DA, the Philadelphia DA, the San Francisco DA, the Los Angeles DA, all these people, and again, St. Louis. He should condemn that. He's not going to do that because he's not a true leader. He's a coward. He caves to the crazy, the Hamas squad, all these people. It's not going to happen. We think Congressman Peter King's phone has died. We're not sure. But either way, long live the king is what I'm saying. He did endorse Curtis Sliwa. He was out there. And his guy Vito Fisella. So Peter King carries a lot of weight.
Yeah, he does.
With the voters in New York.
That's a close
Republican
race.
Voters.
Again, Matteo, I guess that's how you say his name, not Matteo, Steve Matteo. He's the guy on Staten Island who's right there, neck and neck with Vito. It is neck and neck. Letitia's 30 points back. She's out of it. So those two are running a very tightly contested race. I always get a kick out of Peter because he'll do this all the time, you know. If you bring on Peter, and we do often 8 o'clock hour, 9 o'clock hour, he'll repeat something he heard on this show because he listens. He listens every morning, all morning. So to hear him quoting Joe Borelli, who was on over an hour ago, I always get a kick out of that. I love when guests come on and actually listen to the show before they come on so they can at least they prove to the hosts that they actually do enjoy the show. They listen, and it makes for more an enjoyable conversation.
It makes us feel good.
Yeah.
That's for damn sure.
That's all that matters.
Hey, I don't know if you saw Miranda Devine's column this morning.
I did.
You have to read it. It's unbelievable. It really is. I'm going to read a little bit to you. It's going to be jarring. Your eyes maybe roll over. Did Joe inadvertently pay for Hunter Biden's wild night at Chateau Marmont?
Yeah.
All right. So you say, another more Hunter Biden corruption. Blah, blah, blah. But you read it, and it talks about an encounter that Hunter had with a Russian hooker, in 2018. And she starts by recounting it. It's May 2018, and Robert Hunter Biden is trawling through his favorite Los Angeles escort sites. He orders, quote-unquote, Yana, a 24-year-old Russian native from Emerald Fantasy Girls. Russian green eyes, thin brunette, an elite courtesan, That is Giannis Pitts. That's the way they describe her. And then she says, quote, hi, my name is Rob. I'm staying at Chateau Marmont. Are you available now? Actually, that's what Hunter Biden says. And Yana goes to the cottage. He smokes crack, she writes. This is Miranda Devine writing. He smokes crack. They drink vodka, have sex, make porn. He balances a line of M&Ms on his erect penis takes photographs of it. This is Miranda Devine's. That's the first page in her column in the New York Post this morning. All of these messages, all of these pictures are saved on Hunter Biden's laptop, which he treats like a diary, storing email and text conversations, his financial records, and his copious selfies. A year later, Hunter will forget the laptop at a Delaware repair shop. And she goes on to talk about how when he tried to pay the hooker, the money wouldn't go through.
It wouldn't go through. Yeah.
So it ended up in a meeting. The long story short, ends up with a meeting with this lady's bosses.
Right.
And President Biden.
Biden takes care of it. Yeah. The old Jerry Springer, when he was the mayor in Cincinnati, he pounced a check to a hooker. Peter King is back, the great Congressman Peter King. Bernie was asking you a question about Joe Biden. He went on to read Miranda Devine's column in today's New York Post with the specifics, these really nasty specifics on Hunter Biden's night. So Bernie, Peter King is back.
Congressman King, Joe Biden today talking about crime. He should have Rudy Giuliani standing next to him. We know what the cause of the crime is. He's going to focus on guns. What do you say?
Listen, it's going to be tough to listen to him because it's going to be guns and systemic racism. These are two phony stories, two phony issues. He's refusing to address the real issue that we have to look at the underlying causes of crime in the minority communities. And instead of blaming the cops, instead of blaming racism, we have to start addressing why the schools aren't doing better, why there isn't better health care, why the students don't get better education. Why does anyone want to stop the cops from saving lives in the African-American communities? I mean, during the years of Giuliani and Bloomberg, there were thousands and thousands of African-Americans are alive today because of what the cops did in those districts, protecting the people, being proactive. Today, all cops can do is respond after the crime has been committed. As far as guns, yeah, there are too many guns, but there's always been too many guns. There were tons of guns throughout the Giuliani and Bloomberg years, but the cops got them off the streets. They were still able to stop crime. And as far as the systemic racism and how brutal the cops are, at the end of Ray Kelly's tenure as police commissioner, which was supposedly the reign of terror here in New York, he had a 63-64% popular rating in the African-American community, standing like 22% negative. That's almost 3-1 his support was in the African-American community. So all this talk about brutality, about enslavement, all this nonsense, the fact is crime is out of control. Because the cops can't do their job, and because demagogues are telling the people to resist the cops, don't cooperate with the cops. And then when it comes to education, people claim the education isn't good enough, but they don't allow charter schools, they don't support parochial schools where the job is being done. So this will be a waste of time. I will listen to it. I'll take a Xanax or something. I don't know. I don't know. You know, whatever it is. You know, right, you know, she's the expert on what to take, but I'm just saying.
Hey, Peter.
I will need something by the time Biden is finished.
Yeah, you will. But don't knock yourself out for the whole day because you have to be up later because this could be the end of an era. I know you signed the first lease ever at Nassau Coliseum before those four Stanley Cup winners the Islanders put on the ice in the early 1980s. So if they do lose tonight to Tampa Bay, that's it for hockey at the Nassau Coliseum. So two questions. A, will you be in the barn later on tonight? And B, if it is over, how sad is that for Long Island?
No, I'll be watching every minute of it on television. No, it will be sad. And, you know, I know that we have to go forward, and the arena at the Belmont is going to be phenomenal. But I like the Coliseum. To me, that was old-style sports. It was a big barn. There was nothing fancy about it, even though at the time, I guess, it was state-of-the-art. But no, it was a great place to go. You see those fans. I mean, where else does people sing the national anthem the way they did, the enthusiasm behind it? And the Islanders have given great thrills over the years, great wins. I still remember those guys, Nystrom and Potvin. You go through the whole list of them, Clark Gillies, Brian Trottier, Tinelli, Billy Smith, the craziest goalie that ever lived. I mean, he was. These guys were great to watch, and they became part of the community. Many of those guys still live here. You still see Clark Gillies around. Bobby Nystrom shows up at kids' events. These are great people, and it's been a great franchise on Long Island. It meant so much to Long Island. And I think it's safe to say when they started back in 1972, you couldn't find more than a handful of kids playing soccer on, playing hockey on Long Island. Hockey was really some distant sport for Canada or something. And even with the Rangers, I remember when I was a kid, I never knew that many people who really played hockey. The Islanders really brought hockey alive here on Long Island. There's hockey schools everywhere. Kids are playing it. They're in the pros. So, no, they did so much for Long Island, so much for the economy. And so I'm hoping they win tonight and then go on. It looks like Montreal is going to make it in the the other division there. So that'd be great.
Hey, you know, speaking of the community in Long Island, Nassau County in particular, a big proponent, champion of the Long Islanders, the New York Islanders, I should say, excuse me, Peter King, is Laura Curran, our county executive. Do you know her? I think she's done a great job, Congressman King.
Yeah, actually, I know Laura very well. My daughter was a councilman here in Long Island. She worked very closely with Laura. No, Laura's a good friend. She's done a good job. I mean, I will be supporting Bruce Blakeman in November, but I personally really like Laura Curran. She's a big Islander fan. And also, I give her credit for standing with the cops this year when things are really getting bad.
Exactly. Standing behind Patrick Ryder, the Nassau County Police Chief.
Pat Ryder's a great guy. Yep. Pat Ryder is terrific.
Yeah, I had that rally for Pat Ryder just a couple of days ago. Anyway,
you
Peter.
Know, I told Pat Ryder the other day, I'm getting a little annoyed. How do you get yourself on page one of Newsday every day?
Right.
So one of these days he'll give me a secret, you know.
Hey, Peter, you're great as always. Thank you for hopping on today. Good luck tonight with the Islanders, and keep coming by, pal. We love you. Thank you so much.
Anytime. You guys are the best.
Thank you. You too. You're the best. Congressman Peter King.
Long live the King, baby.
Long live the King and the Islanders tonight, Game 6, hosting Tampa Bay. Let's keep it going. Let's keep these games at the Coliseum. They'll need a win tonight, a road win, Game 7, Tampa, before, as Peter said, it may be Islanders-Montreal in the Stanley Cup final round.